This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In corporate news today, Walmart is tightening the screws on its supply chain. Bloomberg reports today the company's new rules are called On Time In Full. The translation for the company's vendors goes like this. Deliver your product a day late, you pay a fine. You deliver your product a day early, you also pay a fine. Walmart says that could add as much as $1 billion in revenue with supply chain efficiencies. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, that really is just fancy talk for what we already know. This is an on-demand world, and we just live in it.
Walmart has a reputation for being a ruthless cost cutter, for wringing every last dime out of prices their suppliers charge. Well, okay, yeah, that's true enough. But that isn't what's really driving this latest move.
Walmart is really responding to what we all want.
Dan Sanker is the CEO of CaseStack, a logistics solutions company. He says the way people shop now is so different than it used to be, retail stores need to change too.
We want everything available to us wherever we are. We want really low prices. We want to be able to have it delivered. We want to be able to pick it up. You know, we have pretty high expectations.
In order to meet those expectations, Walmart's trying to remove the variability from its supply chain, something that could also benefit suppliers.
It doesn't do suppliers any good to have their dollars tied up in inventory that isn't moving through the system.
Shannon Bedore runs Sightline Retail, an advisor for suppliers of big box stores. She says Target has a similar policy, and if retailers want to compete with Amazon, soon everyone will be doing it.
You can't just fill a warehouse and you can't just fill a store with product. It has to be really productive inventory for everybody who is working in brick and mortar.
The 3% cost of goods fine for products that don't arrive on time or aren't packaged properly could make Walmart more expensive to work with. But given the opportunity the company represents, Bedore says suppliers will quickly figure it out. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.